High Crime, 1956, San Jose, California. I am mother or mom, not ma. That was the only time I remember my mother being cross with me. She never got after me for not brushing my teeth or knocking over my milk, and she didn't punish me for being a thief. She didn't care about such things. Actually, she didn't notice such things. But she did get after me for calling her ma. She had to know I was stealing, because at 8 years old and not gainfully employed, I had no money and a pile of new toys. I'd stolen a complete line of storybook dolls, their clothes, shoes, and accessories. I'd also swiped a stash of Crayolas and marbles, along with jacks, slingshots, and squirt guns. I went with Kendra. We sat playing on the floor of the toy aisle, deciding what to pilfer. Then would casually stuff our cash of the day down our panties or inside our sweaters, and calmly saunter out the front door of the Five and Dime. We were the store's most loyal shoplifters. After a couple of weeks of high crime, I got caught. Facing the checkout register to pay for a pack of gum while tucking a bag of colored balloons in the back of my pants, a large hand grabbed my shoulder. I broke out in a sweat. The store owner jerked the balloons out of my pocket, spun me around, grabbed my arm, and shoved me out the door. "If I ever see your face in here again, I'll call the cops." I quit stealing after that. Not so much because it was a grave sin, but because I knew in my heart it wasn't right. And the truth is, I never wanted to get caught again. At 8, being sent to jail was more than I could imagine. Besides, I could go back to confession with a clean conscience.